Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was she visited by a ghost or was she just sound asleep?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Because we would like to hear it. So please share it with us. You can call in any time at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show. And with that, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. So become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And my friend Harper with me today, you have got to be so excited.
Hello,
it's going to be hard to focus on this because you're going on vacation.
I'm sure I'll be plenty focused. I'm really excited.
Because
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World. I know you and everybody's going. Oh, well, almost everybody. One of your stepsisters can't go. But it's going to be so much fun. And you go tomorrow.
Yeah,
you're
sadly
already packed. And it's going to be a really good time.
I got to get up early tomorrow.
You can sleep on the plane.
I got to get up pretty early tomorrow.
But you know what? Here's the thing. You're never going to sleep anyway because you're going to be so excited.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be able to sleep.
Oh, I'm not like that. Okay, so last week Last week I went to Nashville because my niece's wedding and I officiated, so it was a big deal. Aunt Carol cried, and it was hard for me to officiate that wedding. But anyway, my flight left here at 5:50 a.m. So I had to get up at 4:30 a.m. and then get to the airport on time. Well,
I had a flight like that on a way to Kauai. I had to get up at 1 a.m.
Oof. See, and I didn't even get to bed till midnight, and I had to get up at 4:30, and then I shut the lights out, and then I just laid there thinking, okay, I got to get up, and what if I oversleep? So I set 3 different alarms just in case, and as it turned out, I slept maybe 90 minutes, maybe. So let's just say the next day, I was a hot mess. So don't do that. Get sleep.
That's funny. Well, I hope you enjoyed your small power nap of sleep.
That's basically what it was, right? So you ready for a story?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I definitely am.
I've got a couple of them. This happened recently, and I've been thinking about whether what happened was paranormal or not. Here is my story. My story begins in the last few weeks of summer vacation. I was sleeping in and enjoying all the sleep I knew I would soon be missing once another semester of college began. When my alarm began to go off, I rolled over to switch it off and tried to catch just 5 more minutes. The bedroom was cool compared to the summer heat outside, and the ceiling fan's light creaking was zen-like. I get that because I like to sleep with a fan just because I like the noise. My boyfriend and I share the bedroom that is in his parents'.
I love sleeping with a fan.
What's that?
I said, I love sleeping with the fan. I love white noise.
I do too. I need it. My boyfriend and I share the bedroom that is in his parents' basement. While we technically do not live together, we've developed a habit of spending every night together while we save for our home. I'm going to say that sounds like you're living together. His parents are some of the kindest souls to ever live and have no problem with our lifestyle. As I drifted back to the land of warm blankets and blissful sleep, I had just hit that moment of in between, like when you've almost drifted off, but the slightest noise may wake you. At this moment, I heard light talking coming from inside the bedroom. It was a quiet whisper and it sounded like, "Hey, hey, Jess, Jess." I was still somewhat asleep and assumed it was my boyfriend trying to wake me up. At that moment, I recalled that my boyfriend, along with the rest of the family, had left for work at 5 a.m. and it was around 7 a.m. when I had last seen the time. My body froze as my heart rate picked up. I wanted so badly to open my eyes. The voice now felt like it was inches from my face, a presence hovering above me. I could not open my eyes or stir my body. Eventually, the voice stopped and I woke up. As I thought no one else was in the room, I chalked it up to sleep paralysis and tried to go back to bed. Even though I was slightly agitated, I drifted off yet again. As with the last time, I slipped into sleep when I felt a new sensation. There are no voices this time, but I felt the bed dip down as if someone was sitting on the end. The thing in question then proceeded to inch its way closer to me like it was getting up and scooting closer. "It's Nate," I thought. "No, wait, he's at work. It's the cats then." They were not allowed to go down into the basement and could not get downstairs unless someone left the basement door open. Thinking this was odd, I awoke again to bring them back upstairs, expecting to be face to face with two furry faces walking towards me. I was shocked to come face to face with nothing. There was no going back to sleep after feeling this presence twice in a matter of hours. As I was picking up my things and getting ready to leave, I recalled a story about the house and my boyfriend's father. He had built the house himself back in the early 70s. At the time, he was also engaged, but not to my boyfriend's mother. The woman's name was Gigi, and she had lived at the home with John, my boyfriend's father. One day, while John was at work, Gigi suffered a terrible brain aneurysm and died. She was not found until later when John got home from work. As I stood in the basement, I began to shake with fear. That event had happened in this very house. Was the woman trying to speak with me earlier? Was she sitting next to me on the bed? Or was it all a very overactive imagination mixed with sleep paralysis? Needless to say, I hurried out of the house while feeling an intense pressure the whole way out. As I write this story, I sit in the bedroom where this occurred. I'm thankful to have my boyfriend sleeping next to me so I don't have to be alone. Although, maybe I am never alone here in this room. Perhaps I have another roommate who is just no longer living but always watching. Thank you for sharing my story. If you choose to, your podcast keeps me company on my long drives to and from college. After all, nothing beats a good ghost story while driving down those dark country roads. Keep up the good work. Thanks for all you do. Sincerely, a fellow paranormal enthusiast. Okay, so that is the question. Could it be sleep paralysis? Could it be a dream? Could it be paranormal? Could it be something paranormal happened in her dream?
I'm gonna go with something paranormal happened in her dream.
Because then she was in the dream state and kind of was able to get to her, like communicate with her, kind of.
Yes.
So you really do think something got on the bed next to her?
I do. I really do.
I think that is the creepiest feeling, especially because then there's nothing there. I'm going to go with, I don't know. I think, you know, because sometimes you can be in that dream state where it seems so real. But what happened to her, like hearing, you know, something's trying to wake her up and thinking, oh, it's my boyfriend. And then you wake up and nothing's there. A lot of times when sleep paralysis happens, you can't get yourself back awake. That's the problem. So it sounds like both things that happened, she was able to wake back up. I'm kind of with you. I think there was more.
That's very good.
More than just a dream state. Okay, ready for another one?
Yeah.
We moved into a new house.
Yes.
Yes. That sounded exciting. We moved into a new house when I was just about to enter high school. My family finished half the basement into a bedroom that my older sister slept in until she went to college a few years later. After she moved out, I decided to take the room, excited to have the new space and privacy. I noticed that things felt different down there fairly quickly. If I stayed up late, I would get this sense of an ease, like someone was standing nearby glaring at me in disapproval. That is a really specific sense of unease.
That is actually very specific.
Right? It's just not like I'm feeling kind of creeped out. It's like there's somebody glaring at me with a feeling of disapproval. That wouldn't be good. I would hear voices in the middle of the night, but couldn't understand what they were saying. At times had a feeling someone was trying to comfort me as well. I've always found the paranormal interesting and was open to it, so I just accepted it after some time. So that's a weird combination of things. Somebody nearby glaring at me in disapproval, but at times felt like someone was trying to comfort me.
And then the comforting.
Yeah, two totally different things.
It's almost like a mother, like, I want to say, like, honestly, I want to say the guardian thing.
You think it could be two different
things? Because, like, it's only, like, I want to say it's the same thing. Because, like, it's glaring at her in disapproval, like, staying up late. Like, that could be, like, breaking the rules or something.
It could be, like,
something
your mom.
Along the lines of, like, yeah, almost like a motherly figure, but dead?
Yeah, or a grandmother. So, let's see. Oh, it says, I got a distinct feeling of a young man and an older woman. The older, this is funny because you just nailed it. The older woman was the one who disapproved of my late nights. But it was only when she wasn't happy that she made herself known. The young man was the more prominent figure for me. After about a year of this, I decided to mention it to my mom to see what she said. That's when everything else started to come out. It turns out that my sister hated sleeping in the basement and had a lot of the same experiences as I did, hearing the voices and unsettled feelings. My mom had the same thing when she went down to do the laundry. And one day she saw a shadow of a man cross over the wall by the washer. She turned around expecting to find my father, but was alone in the basement. While we were telling each other our stories, we went downstairs and tried to figure out what the shadow could have been. We found no answer, but did realize that the person would have to be incredibly tall, 8 feet or so, to have the shadow pass over as it had. When I moved out of college, my mom reported that things had become a bit quieter. Having no one in the room helped calm things down. We did have one last experience, though, when I stayed the night one night. I slept on the couch. The old basement bedroom was now used for storage, and it was morning. And it was just my mom and I still left in the house as my father had left for work in the early hours of the morning. I was still curled up, half asleep on the couch when my mom came downstairs and said, "You're up early." I turned over to ask what she meant, and she froze in place as our dog trotted down to the top of the basement stairs and stood there with his tail wagging. My mom hesitated in fear that she would freak me out, but told me that she'd come down the stairs into the living room and had seen someone walk past towards the basement stairs. She assumed it was me until I'd spoken up. Neither of us wanted to go downstairs to the basement to check, so we closed the door and waited until my father was home for him to make sure no one was down there. The basement was empty, and he told us we were being silly as there was no other way out of the basement. Perhaps someone was saying goodbye on what was one of my last times sleeping over at my parents'. I've not heard from my mom that there's been any more episodes since then, and my sister refuses to speak of it for the most part as the paranormal scares her. However, my father did hear my sister and her new partner arguing about how her partner refused to go down into my parents' basement alone because it was creepy and freaked her out. Even now, years later, Jen. So obviously there's some creepy stuff going on in their basement, right?
Definitely. It'd be really interesting to look up the history on that house. Because, like, I wonder if there's almost, like, something, like, maybe, like, the wife killed the husband or, like, the husband killed the wife, you know.
And it almost sounds like a grandmother type of person there.
I know, but that grandmother just seems very angry.
She does. You know, my mom could get like that, like especially when I was younger. Man, she'd be the one with a disapproving glare that you could see from a mile away. It's like, oh, my mom's disapproving, I can tell. But you know what I mean? Like, there's that feeling that you know. Like, I remember being a kid and we'd go someplace to visit and we'd be getting too loud or something. I mean, she had five kids. So we'd be getting too loud and my mom would shoot us a look from across the room and you could feel it. And that's what that reminded me of, that disapproving glare. Because it's a specific, very specific feeling she had, but I also really can relate to that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because the mom felt it too and the dad seemed to acknowledge it. So it's like everybody seems to know it happening. And then her sister's partner was like, I ain't going down in the basement.
No, so very, yeah, very creepy.
Definitely something paranormal going on in that house, I'm going to say.
I agree.
If you like the show and you would like an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.